With the economy stuck in neutral, auto dealers have been offering all kinds of deals on new cars, but prices for used cars have been rising, in some cases, by more than 30% over last year. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston.
The plastic flags are waving in the wind at auto brokers. It's a used car lot located below an elevated highway near Boston. Gary Collins is the owner. He walks us over to a red Ford pickup truck.
The F-150 4x4 extended truck. This one right now is running because it's got a little over 100,000 miles on it, and we're asking about $13,500 on this car at the moment. Yeah.
And a few years ago, this car would have been a lot cheaper?
Well, yeah, $2,000 or $3,000 less minimum. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I mean, that much?
Yeah, that big of a difference, yeah.
So why, with the economy just barely growing, are used car prices going up so much? Well, as is often the case in economics, it has to do with supply and demand. And in particular, in this case with used cars, the supply.
The availability of used cars is half of what it used to be.
Just down the block, John Estorakis runs John's Auto Sales.
So you are the John of John's
Auto Sales. I am the John of John's Auto Sales, yep. We've been here for 37 years.
Estorakis explains that used cars, of course, used to be new cars. And with the recession, people have been buying and leasing fewer new cars. And so there have been fewer of those coming off of leases and getting traded in. Cash for clunkers also did not help, destroying all those cars. So you may not have realized it, but the nation is in the grips of a used car supply shortage. And that's what's been driving up the prices.
The cost of cars has increased probably 30%, used cars.
Some of that big jump is a rebound off of unusually low prices back a couple of years ago after the financial crisis hit. But even over the longer term, according to Edmunds.com, most SUVs and minivans are up more than 10% over 3 years. Compact cars are up around 5%.
I definitely did notice they've gone up, yes.
Nina Jay is a nurse practitioner. Out on the car lot, she says it took a lot of work to find an SUV that she likes for under $20,000.
I did have to hunt around. I was looking on the internet, hunting around, and the prices were very high, up closer to $25,000, $30,000.
Yeah, I'm in the market for a car now. I was in an accident, so I need to find something fairly quickly, so I came down here to John's because I've done business with them in the past.
Bob Train is a realtor in the Boston area. He says that the higher prices are squeezing him at a bad time with the housing market still on shaky footing.
I'm a working guy. I have a daughter that's just in college, who happened to be doing her semester abroad, so I had to have extra money for her this year. So, you know, budget-wise, it's been a little tough.
An analyst at Edmunds.com says that used car buyers should also take a look at new cars because of all the incentives. Meanwhile, John of John's Used Car Sale says it's not like dealers like him are getting rich off the higher prices. In fact, it's just the opposite.
We're not doing great. The prices, it costs us more to buy the cars, a lot more. The profit margins are much less than they ever were before because you have to pay more to get the car.
Still, over just the past couple of months, auto dealers around here say sales have started to pick up again, and that's making some of them more optimistic about the future. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
For a list of used cars with the biggest jumps in price, go to npr.org.